You're going to listen to a recording about activities and challenges of life in Minnesota. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 9 with the sentence endings A to L. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hi, my name is Mark, and I'm from Minnesota. I love the summers in Minnesota. I love it because we have a lot of lakes, and the summer weather is perfect for going boating. And we like to do a lot of boating here. A few people even have their own boat. There is a touristy place nearby where quite a lot of people also have their own cabins that they spend a lot of time at with their families during the warmer weather. Another thing we have a lot of here is huge areas of natural wilderness. The biggest one in the area is the Boundary Waters Canoe and Recreational Area, which has over 1,000 lakes. If you want to go hiking in a natural wilderness area, then you have to do it properly. There is a check-in point. There, you have to watch a video about how to deal with black bears. They're not as aggressive as the grizzly bears, but you still need to know how to behave safely if you're going to be in their territory. You can also rent all your equipment there. A great thing to do is hire a canoe and then paddle from one lake to another, carrying all of your provisions with you inside the canoe. There are some campsites dotted around the area where you are allowed to stay overnight if it has space for grilling. That's the fun part of summer, but I also need to mention the mosquitoes. They will eat you alive. They will drain you. We have many things to stop them, of course. We have nets, sprays, and coils. The mosquitoes can get so bad that at night you cannot sit outside without sitting in a screen house with electric appliances all around you to kill them. It's the one big problem with summer in Minnesota. This leads me to talking about winter. In Minnesota, there are no mosquitoes in winter. However, we do get blizzards and it's freezing cold. We're often the coldest spot in the nation, even colder than Alaska. Our blizzards come with high winds and lots of snow. If you're traveling by car, you could get stuck. This is why every Minnesotan carries a lot of supplies, including a shovel, a bag of sand, blanket, and extra shoes, in case of emergency. Nowadays, we have mobile phones, so it's a lot easier to call for help than it used to be. Of course, I need to mention the very cold temperatures going down to minus 40, which is the same in Celsius and Fahrenheit. That might be a new fact for you. Because it's so cold, we have problems running our cars. A great feature we have is that a lot of apartment complexes have parking spots where you can plug in your car radiator. This is so that water doesn't freeze and crack your car radiator. You can find these outlets everywhere. Another interesting fact is that we have snow days. If there's been a lot of snow, we sit by the radio or the TV in the morning, waiting for them to announce which schools are closed that day, and you hope to hear the name of your town so you get a day off school. And that's what life is like here in good old Minnesota. Come visit us sometime. We're a friendly bunch of people. Hi, my name is Mark, and I'm from Minnesota. I love the summers in Minnesota. I love it because we have a lot of lakes, and the summer weather is perfect for going boating. And we like to do a lot of boating here. A few people even have their own boat. There is a touristy place nearby where quite a lot of people also have their own cabins that they spend a lot of time at with their families during the warmer weather. Another thing we have a lot of here is huge areas of natural wilderness. The biggest one in the area is the Boundary Waters Canoe and Recreational Area, which has over 1,000 lakes. If you want to go hiking in a natural wilderness area, then you have to do it properly. there is a check-in point. There, you have to watch a video about how to deal with black bears. They're not as aggressive as the grizzly bears, but you still need to know how to behave safely if you're going to be in their territory. You can also rent all your equipment there. A great thing to do is hire a canoe and then paddle from one lake to another, carrying all of your provisions with you inside the canoe. There are some campsites dotted around the area where you are allowed to stay overnight if it has space for grilling. That's the fun part of summer, but I also need to mention the mosquitoes. They will eat you alive. They will drain you. We have many things to stop them, of course. We have nets, sprays, and coils. The mosquitoes can get so bad that at night you cannot sit outside without sitting in a screen house with electric appliances all around you to kill them. It's the one big problem with summer in Minnesota. This leads me to talking about winter. In Minnesota, there are no mosquitoes in winter. However, we do get blizzards and it's freezing cold. We're often the coldest spot in the nation, even colder than Alaska. Our blizzards come with high winds and lots of snow. If you're traveling by car, you could get stuck. This is why every Minnesotan carries a lot of supplies, including a shovel, a bag of sand, blanket, and extra shoes in case of emergency. Nowadays, we have mobile phones, so it's a lot easier to call for help than it used to be. Of course, I need to mention the very cold temperatures going down to minus 40, which is the same in Celsius and Fahrenheit. That might be a new fact for you. Because it's so cold, we have problems running our cars. A great feature we have is that a lot of apartment complexes have parking spots where you can plug in your car radiator. This is so that water doesn't freeze and crack your car radiator. You can find these outlets everywhere. Another interesting fact is that we have snow days. If there's been a lot of snow, we sit by the radio or the TV in the morning, waiting for them to announce which schools are closed that day, and you hope to hear the name of your town so you get a day off school. And that's what life is like here in good old Minnesota. Come visit us sometime. We're a friendly bunch of people.